This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Right now, we're going to the Rude Guest Hotline, and we're going to talk to our friend Chris Nocke. Chris, what's up, man? How's Seattle treating you?
Well, it's not raining, so
okay.
That in and of itself is positive. It's been 2 days of dreary weather, but it's game day today, man. Let's go.
Well, here's
fired up, Chris?
Are you fired up?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we've been waiting on this game for a while, and there have been some distractions, and you got to, you know, ultimately, they throw the ball up, you play 40 minutes and see who's best.
So I made a promise to be Mitch. I don't know that you listened to our show, Nocke. I may have started the show screaming about some things.
He's a little upset.
But I promised B that I'm not going to talk to you about that because it's game day and we're locked in, damn it.
And as you start looking forward towards the game, Chris, you know, you mentioned there's some distractions. As a coach, how do you keep your guys focused on the main thing?
You know, I think that job started months ago when you started practice and you preach things like this on focusing on the next game, the next play, you know, and you can't let the clutter and the noise ever get to you. And further, Brian, these guys, and this isn't particular to Maryland, these guys are all rentals now. It's a little bit different when you got guys, you know, 3 or 4 years who were in the fabric of your university and your program. For better or for worse, these guys, not just in College Park, they're rentals and they're playing for contracts, you know, they're playing for money for next year. And I hope that these guys stick around. You know, you hope that's the case. But I honestly think that you get used to tuning out the noise, whether it's social media stuff or what have you. And in this day and age, you just have to be able to do that.
That's such a good point, Nocke, because at some point we almost need to adjust how we even describe it. Like, these dudes are getting paid to play a sport. Like, they're kind of already professional athletes.
Yeah.
And the assumptions of what professional athletes, you got to be able to block out the noise.
Yeah.
So these college kids, hey, man, this is the world you wanted. You're getting paid.
Yeah, but they
block it out.
They still are a little mentally not there like some of these professional dudes are.
Yeah.
So that's where the coach comes in a little bit extra.
Yeah, maybe so. But these guys are – there's a lot on the line for them in a lot of ways. They've had a really good year. I think they really want to keep it going. There's a nice chemistry. And, you know, you hope they're able to block out the noise. I guess we're going to find out here in a couple of short hours.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think Maryland tends to come out firing, and I think that's what we see. Nocke, are you – I feel like there's almost an elephant in the room with – we talk about, oh, man, all their losses are so close. Like, it's unbelievable, the bad luck. Do you think there's a little inability to close out games? Because all the losses are really close, and they don't lose much. But when they do, it's at the buzzer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, you know, one of the things that people don't talk about, too, are the wins they've been able to grind out, you know, which effectively sort of counter that argument, JP, where they're, you know, whether it's winning at home against a Wisconsin team where you're down 5 with 10 minutes to play, or closing out Rutgers when it's a 3-point game with 4 minutes to play. So they've been able to grind out games. I mean, honestly, they were beaten by 3 prayers this year. And, you know, it happens sometimes, but I think that they, particularly on the road, you know, they were pretty steely-eyed, you know, and they were able to close out games, even, you know, the really close games on the road. I'm really not concerned about that part of it.
All right, I like to hear that. We're talking with our friend Chris Nockey. You can give him a follow on X at XCoachNockey, KNOCHE. Of course, you can listen to him today. All Terps Hoops are on Team 980. It'll be Nockey and Johnny Holiday out in Seattle for this call. This is maybe just a personal thing, Nockey. I am really happy that they are the early game in Seattle. They're probably the first game of the day out there, right? Rather than having to wait
around. Surprisingly, I would have thought that too, JP. I'm going to the Colorado State Memphis game as soon as I hang up with you.
So they're playing at 9 a.m.?
They play at 10:30 here.
10:30.
So 1:30 your time. But, yeah, it starts early. And, you know, I don't need to tell you guys this. TV just dictates everything, man. And
sure.
I you know, you got to give these Colorado State guys and Memphis guys credit because, you know, they've come a long way to play a 10:30 a.m. game.
Wow. Damn. All right. So Maryland's the second game, even though it's a 1:30 local tip or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's start with what's always most important. How healthy are the Terps? Seems like everybody's good, right? Ready to rock?
Yeah, I mean, knock on wood, they did get, you know, one of the small silver linings of the Big Ten tournament is one of their, I think, more important subs, Tafara Gapare, looks to be completely healthy after dealing with illness and injury for about a month during the course of the season. He's going to help them on the front line, provide a little depth on that front line. So, yeah, everybody's healthy. They seem to be in a good place, you know. I haven't spent a lot of time with them since we landed here, but I visited with a few in the lobby and, yeah, I mean, I think they're all excited about tipping off and excited about the draw. And you, I don't think anybody was excited about flying 6 hours to play. But you know, it's first world problems, man. You're gonna have travel problems wherever you go. Just got to go play.
Yeah, that flight sucks, though, man. I flew out there, I don't know, last year or something. So we got a healthy bunch. All the talk of Derek Queen. He's so young that we kind of forget that. How ready do you think he is for this stage?
Well, I mean, I think all you had to have to do is look at what he did in the Big Ten tournament. You know, in the game against Michigan, the last game that the Terps lost at the buzzer, you know, he single-handedly turned that game around. He had 31 points, and, you know, they're down 15 in the second half and on complete life support. And, you know, he was the guy. And, he'll be the guy. One of the things, and I'm going to knock on wood here too, because one of the real improvements in his game is that he's been able to stay in the game. Foul trouble has not been an issue. You know, he's learned to navigate his way around the hoop on both ends without, you know, without fouling. And if he's able to play 28 or 30 minutes, this team is, you know, they're hard to beat because the compliments they have on the outside, the perimeter guys have been very, very good this year.
Is the depth of this team good enough to make a run?
Well, that's kind of the million-dollar question. But, you know, I think one of the things you have to take into consideration of the length of these games be where, you know, the CBS timeouts, the NCAA tournament timeouts are 3 minutes. In addition, you have these incredibly long replay reviews where the refs go and do that BS where they look at something for 6 minutes in 12 different ways. And so you got all these stoppages in the game. I think the starters are more than capable of playing 32, 34 minutes. They do need some guys to step up and play well, not necessarily score, just play well off the bench. And that would go a long way to ensuring a run here for sure.
For sure. What do we know about Grand Canyon?
You know, people always ask me, isn't that a commuter school or a religious school?
And they've determined it's a fake college, if that helps.
Well, you know what? I know they have a huge online presence. It's a large, large university. They have, you know, a lot of kids go to school down there in Arizona, and they've had a very good basketball program. The last 5 or 6 years, they've been legit. Bryce Drew, who's kind of a name brand for March Madness fans, is their coach. And they've got a bunch of guys who won a game in the tournament last year. They're going to be good. They'll come out and be completely unafraid. They got something to prove. So I expect that they're going to give the Terps their best shot. Now, where they really live and die is they create a lot of turnovers and turn those into points. And Maryland's been pretty stingy with the basketball. Turnovers really have not been an issue over the course of the last couple of months for them. So that's kind of the interesting part of this game to watch, I think, is can Grand Canyon turn Maryland over?
Do they pressure? Because I think that game against Michigan State, I was concerned about that before the game. They were putting pressure on them. They got some turnovers on Maryland in that game. If Grand Canyon is the type of team that presses a lot?
I think both teams are going to pressure some. I think that Maryland really has had a good year playing full court, and I think you're going to see it on both ends. Now, some of that may be for tempo purposes, not necessarily to steal the ball, but I think that you're going to see a 94-foot game here for sure.
Gotcha.
How are we feeling today, Naki? I want to feel good, but I'm a Terp fan, man. I'm nervous to feel good.
Yeah, I think a lot of Maryland fans feel that way, JP. But I got to tell you, this is my 26th year of doing this. This team is just different, and I just felt different walking into like Penn State, where we just haven't won in forever. I felt like this is a different team, different makeup, different guys. Same thing about the Big Ten. I know we didn't win the Big Ten tournament, but we played our asses off up there for the most part. And there were a lot of really positive things to take out of that. And I feel the same way coming here to Seattle and with this group. I think there's a lot of confidence, some swagger, and a little humility as well. That's a good combination.
There you go.
Having good guards in the tournament is so. I mean, it is what matters most, perhaps. And I think
it's everything. It's everything.
Yeah.
For sure,
And I love their guards. I love Gillespie.
Oh yeah, he's had a great year. I was surprised he was only third team, all Big Ten. But then again, we're off the beaten path in the Big Ten. We're not going to get the love that a Purdue guard gets or a Michigan or Michigan State guard gets. So third team is actually pretty good for Kobe. He had a really great year, and he's a critical part of this game and a possible run, I think, as well. It is a point. It is a guards game.
It is definitely a guards game. So you're going to go watch Memphis, Colorado State. Dude.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's a mutual friend for all of us, Steve Sands, Colorado State Rams. I watched them in whatever conference they're in, conference championship. They can shoot. They can play, man. That's a dangerous 12 seed.
They're very good. Their coach has one foot out the door. He's expected to take the Minnesota job the minute
Colorado
State. Well,
let's hope he's the only one today that has one foot out the door.
Well, you know what? I mean, but that's across the board. I think that within the next 2 weeks,
I promise I wasn't going to bring it up. Naki brought it up.
I think there'll be a lot of guys moving over the course of the next 2 weeks. I just hope it isn't somebody in College Park.
Yeah, you and I both. You
Naki,
know what?
How
we
your
will persevere
going,
regardless.
Yeah, what'd you say, Dick?
How's your bracket? Is it holding up?
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
No, not really, but I didn't expect it would. You know, I guessed right on Drake. You know, I did not have McNeese, although I knew Clemson was very vulnerable. I wish I'd just gone against every ACC school except Duke. You know, I mean, predictably, it was an awful year for that league, and I expect Carolina will go down, and Duke will be the only one remaining there, too.
Hey, Chris, because it became such a national story, what do you think of the Heels getting in?
It's kind of reeked of old boys being old boys, you know, 100%. And I also don't buy the crap about the chairman of the committee was outside the room when they discussed it.
I'm with you, Chris.
Just don't blow smoke up, you know, that just, it's crazy.
Chris, I said this, he's the chairman. Just because he leaves out the room, you don't think he has influence over the other people? I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, I'm going to leave my phone right here, and I'm going to listen to what you MFers say when I walk out of the room, you know?
Yeah, y'all better. Look, make sure I'm happy when I come back in here.
Exactly. And you guys will all get that baby blue quarter zip in the mail, you know?
Right. Talking with our friend Chris Nocke here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Chris at XCoach Nocke, KNOCHE. You can listen to Chris and Johnny Holiday on the call this afternoon. It's going to be a fun day. I'm really excited. I'm going to try to control myself. I don't know that I'll really be able to, frankly. How do you feel about – B and I had this conversation last week before the Big Ten tournament. And the question was, would you rather a Big Ten tournament title or a Sweet 16 appearance? And my answer was a Sweet 16. Because if the Maryland program can get to next week and perhaps – some of the drama will be gone by then once one dude moves to Dallas. Good luck. Keep the oil prices high, whatever. But next week, we then get a full week of Maryland being one of 16 teams that the entire country's talking about. And I just think that has such great value. But then as Maryland got close to the Big Ten title, I was kind of thinking otherwise. How do you feel about Maryland getting the next weekend?
So, yeah, I feel positive about it. I like this team, like I said. But to answer your question, there's not really a right answer, I guess, JP. I suppose you're right about the exposure and about the notoriety that you get, you know, by being one of 16 teams remaining. And you get all those 3-4 days of hype. But I will tell you this regarding a Big Ten championship. A championship of any kind is worth something intrinsically that you just can't put a price on. I mean, I remember being the ACC tournament champions in 2004.
The Gilchrist year.
I mean, that was just such an incredible accomplishment, the 3 games in 3 days. And I'm sure I would have felt similarly had we done it in Indianapolis. Didn't happen, so it becomes kind of a moot point. But there's something about winning a championship, no matter where it is or how you did it, that's really, really special.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Hearing you say that and then thinking about how I felt watching that 04 run, I wonder if I was – and this just shows my age and whatever else it shows. If that question was ACC title or Sweet 16, I would have said ACC title in a second. Now I just need to recalibrate my – my brain. And
I told him winning the championship is winning the championship.
Yeah, it's legit. And by the way, on that point – when you watch the selection show, you know, when you look at the teams that have at-large bids, like, you know, Maryland, for instance, and they know they're going to get into the tournament, the selection show it's not ho-hum, but it's just sort of a matter of where are we going, you know? Then look at the teams that had to play their way in and had to win 3 games in 3 days or 4 games in 4 days. That hits different. You know, when you balled out and you accomplished that to get yourself into the tournament, that's when you get that feeling like, man, we just did it. And I just think it hits different when you qualify like that. But that's just me. I mean, I just think there's something about a championship that's really, really special.
Man, people our age think the same way, Chris.
Well, Naki, how about this? There's still a championship that could be won. Let's go get it.
Let's go. Let's go.
Naki, enjoy Seattle. I hope it stays dry. Thank you for making time for us, bro.
Appreciate you, Chris.
Anytime, fellas. Talk soon.
All right, brother. Take care, man.
Chris Naki.
He about to go watch a game.
I know. Chris, I can't believe that. 9:30 in the morning. Chris Naki, Maryland radio broadcast. You can listen to those guys. Terps are on. Is it 4 or 4:30? Does anybody know? Maryland's on this afternoon, and you can listen to 4:35. Okay. You can listen to it on the Team 980. Johnny and Chris, they do a great job. It's a great broadcast. Been a great broadcast for years. I love those dudes. I appreciate Chris making time for us.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.